Welcome back, everybody, here inside the PG Office System postgame show. Cougars collect their fourth straight win with a big score, 7-2 over the Vancouver Giants. Again, four straight wins, great victory for the group. And pleased to be joined, as always, by general manager and head coach Mark Lamb down at ice level. And coach, felt like another dominant effort from your group. It felt like you picked up where you left off on the weekend, and got to be pleased with another 2 points here tonight.
Yeah, it was a solid effort. I thought we started a little slow, probably the first 5 minutes, and then we got our game going and got to it and played well.
During this win streak, you've had two games of over 50 shots and the other two 40 or more. Anything to this that all of a sudden you're getting a lot of scoring and offense and you're getting more shots? Is this something that had been talked about? Is this something that's just been naturally happening? Talk about the fact that you are generating so much offense.
Well, it's been talked about a lot. And now that we got some guys back, we got some energy. That's how we can play. We can put a lot of bulk on that and get our forecheck and go on and funnel a lot of pucks to the net and create a lot of havoc. And that's what we have to do.
Coach, you know what's so fun about watching this team? I've said this to you on multiple occasions, but everyone's involved. Like, you look at 13 different players had a point tonight. I just feel like no matter who you put out there right now, everyone's giving you solid minutes. And, again, I guess the common denominator is the word depth, and it just seems like you really have it.
Yeah, and that's a strength of us, and we have to play like that. And when we're starting to find our game right now. It's four games in a row, but we're starting to feel it a little bit, getting our confidence. And it's all about skating. We're a team that's got to get on top of people. And when we're feeling good, like I said, we're tough to handle.
Talk about the penalty kill, because you're 4-for-4, very limited chances for Vancouver. You had slid down to number 7. You hadn't been as low as that all year. Something you take pride in. You got Jim Playfair back there now. But talk about the penalty kill, the strengths getting it, and that must have been something that has also been discussed quite a bit, considering that it had been in the top three all season long.
Yeah, it was part of our team when we're going through that, and even when Jimmy was out, we were just slow, and getting back to being quick on pucks, playing our system, and being a cohesive unit. That's what we wanted to do, and we did that tonight.
We were joking. You actually have a fully healthy lineup now, having Jimmy back behind the bench, which is obviously great to see. Cooper Gazowski, he's at 150 points in his career. He sets season highs in every single statistic this season. Goals, assists, power play goals, shots on goal, game winners. What can you say about this kid, Coach, that you claimed off waivers, who just continues to provide offense, it seems like, on a nightly occurrence?
Yeah, I hope he's not done. That's what I say.
Yeah.
He's come in and he's scored his goals. He plays a big part of our team, but he's a big part of our team in the room. Like, he's got a real good personality, a real enjoyable guy to be around. So he's having success on and off the ice.
No coincidence that the captain comes back and the win streak starts. I mean, it's obviously not about one guy. We talked about it, the fact that you got such a team. However, in terms of leadership and what he provides, penalty kill, able to provide some offense, I mean, this is why he was selected as captain. Talk about your guy with the C.
Yeah, he's had some tough luck. He's had some tough luck in his career with some injuries, and they're nagging injuries. But look how he plays. He plays such a hard game. That's going to happen. And that's why he's having a lot of success right now. But his skating, look at him out there. He can get out of his own end. He can get out of trouble, and that's so big for us.
It's fun to talk about individuals. I got one more to bring up, and that's 20-goal scorer Jet Lajoie. I think of that play he made on the penalty kill. It's one of those things you won't see on the scoreboard, but you just look at his effort tonight, and he's got 20 goals already this year, and, boy, it got to be nice to see Jet have success. Again, depth of the thing, and Jet, again, a big contributor for your group.
Yeah, Jets, he's sneakily just, sneaking up there. He was snake-bitten for a while, and he's one of the guys that had to go through a few things, and he's really got his game going right now. I really like that line together with Foster and Seitz. I thought Seitz played real hard tonight.
Yeah, and the thing is that, you always respect your opponent, but your lineup in terms of talent is quite a bit ahead of where they are, especially since they're going through a transition with players and, you know, guys that are injured and things like that. And now that you've got your complete team, you know, I don't know, you can't feel sorry for the other team. You have to always be concerned about yours, but you can just see where you guys have, you know, so many more horses at your disposal than the other team.
Yeah, but you still have to go out there and do the right things. And it doesn't matter who you play. If you start handicapping, you know, you're going to get yourself into trouble. So we don't talk about that. We don't even want to think about that. We want to go out there and play the right way all the time, no matter the personnel on any team.
Well right. said. Yeah. Got anything else? I'm good.
That's good.
Mark Lamb, congrats on a great win tonight, and best of luck tomorrow night.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.